This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together. Hi, and welcome to another edition of Nation Talk. On today's show, we have Karen Gerda Natician, the widow of Raymond John Natician, the 24th Governor General of Canada from 1990 to 1995. She also served as Vice Regal Consort during Ray Natician's term of office. Mrs. Natician attended the University of Saskatchewan and graduated with a Bachelor of Science degree in dietetics and nutrition. After an internship at the Royal Victoria Hospital in Montreal, she worked as a public health nutritionist and dietitian in Saskatoon and later in Ottawa. She was department head at the Kelsey Institute in Saskatoon. She and Ray were married in January 1960 and have two sons, John George Natician and Carl Andrew Nygaard Natician. As the spouse of Governor General, Mrs. Natician was invested as a companion of the Order of Canada upon Ray Natician swearing in. During their leadership, the Governor General's Performing Arts Awards were established. Mrs. Natician has a career as a volunteer fundraiser and community leader that spans accomplished decades. Mrs. Natician is currently the president of the Natician Foundation, a national charitable foundation dedicated to supporting the arts through its programs of awards to emerging and mid-career artists and curators. Most recently, the Natician Foundation revealed the winners of their Reveal Indigenous Arts Awards. 150 Indigenous artists from coast to coast to coast will receive their awards that come with a cash prize of $10,000 on May 22nd during a special ceremony in Winnipeg, hosted by the Lieutenant Governor of Manitoba, the Honorable Janice Filmon, and including such dignitaries as the National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations, Perry Bellegarde, and the Mayor of Winnipeg, Brian Bowman. Gerda, welcome to Nation Talk.
And thank you for inviting me to be with you today.
Now, we have 150 awards of $10,000 to our Indigenous artists. This is more of a movement than simply awards. It's exciting, extraordinary, and empowering. So congratulations is the first thing I want to say to you.
Thank you very much. I hope that the awards will help the Indigenous artists serve as role models for younger artists who will follow them over the next 150 years.
As wife and vice regal consort to your husband during his term as Governor General of Canada, was there a point at which you saw either a lack of awareness for the arts or an opportunity to make a difference?
No, I thought that since we have, the foundation has been giving out awards since 2005, we've had several Indigenous artists win prizes such as Jordan Bennett and his wife Amy Melbouf from Newfoundland, Rebecca Belmore, Ken Mockman, Merle McMaster. So when Canada's celebrating this year, we thought it's about time we did something for our Indigenous Canadian family.
How did the arts fit into your life prior to your experience at Rideau Hall?
The arts fit into my life because of my husband. He was played in a band in Saskatoon. He played the bass clarinet, and we always attended musical events, and I was interested more in the visual arts. So it's when every Governor General since the terms of Vincent Massey have left a legacy, and Ray's legacy wanted to be with the arts, even though he loved sports and was active in the sports himself. So that's how it came about.
Now, how did the Indigenous arts and artists become more of a priority for you?
Well, I think through the giving of awards through our regular programs, I've met so many wonderful people in the Indigenous community, and it just seemed like the logical thing to do, to assist them at going ahead and serving as role models for the younger artists that are coming, as I said earlier.
Now, we're in an age of, for lack of a better word, or maybe an overused word, of reconciliation.
Yes.
Now, has the arts inspired your current commitment to some form of reconciliation?
Yes, it certainly has. I think that there are so many fine artists of Indigenous heritage in Canada that it's time that they are showcased around the world.
How did the Reveal Indigenous Arts Awards come to be? Was there coming together of minds? Was it a board decision? How did they, how was that created, this idea?
Can I really tell you the truth?
Please.
I was coming on back to Ottawa on the train from Montreal and looking out the window thinking, we should really do something for Canada's 150th anniversary. So I thought about this and I presented it to the board and they said, yes, let's go ahead.
So that's exciting. So it sounds like you got your board on board rather rather quickly.
Right, very early. There was never a negative feeling. Everyone said yes, yes.
So now, okay, to choose 150 recipients for this award, I mean, coming with a $10,000 cash prize, it's not a small award. Usually
no.
People go through awards, there's five, maybe 14, but 150. Tell our listeners what the process was in choosing those recipients.
We had a chairperson, Vicki Henry, who was the chair of the Canada Council for the Arts, had just retired, and we had five Indigenous people help us. Denise Bulduk, who's a Toronto creative producer, Barry Ace, who's a visual artist, Florent Vallon from Quebec, Christine Lalonde from the National Gallery, and David Moses from Kingston, who's a playwright and an author and a teacher. They met in Ottawa the end of September and selected, we had 429 applications.
Wow.
450. Yes, and there so many have called since that time said I wish we had applied, but they came, selected in six different categories: music, literature, the visual arts and fine crafts, dance, theater, and film and video. So the winners are all from the six different categories all across Canada.
This is a massive endeavor, the bringing together of 150 extraordinary artists from across the country. Tell us a bit about what's going to take place.
I will tell you that. First, I want to tell you that we have, in our foundation, we have two part-time employees and me. And then we have regular programs that we look after. And we're in Winnipeg. It's going to be quite special. We actually met this morning. We're going to have a reception at the Fairmont Winnipeg Hotel, very casual, on Sunday, May 21st from 7 to 9. And we'll have a few speeches, but people are there to have fun and to meet one another, many of whom have not met ever before. And then the next day, we have buses to take people from the Fairmont Winnipeg Hotel to the legislature, where it's a more formal event and where the prizes will be awarded. And the guest speakers there will be the Lieutenant Governor, as you mentioned earlier, perhaps the Premier, he hasn't notified us yet, the Mayor of Winnipeg, National Chief Perry Bellegarde, and Simon Bro, who's the Chair of the Canada Council for the Arts.
And
then after that, we walk about 2 or 3 minutes over to the residence of the Lieutenant Governor, and there's a special luncheon there where the recipients or the laureates will bring their own family guests.
This is going to be historic. Now tell me, how can people help if they would like to?
I wish I could say that they could all attend the events, but they can't because the evening reception at the hotel is for the laureates and their families and others who have helped or contributed to our funds from Winnipeg and some from across Canada who have, we can invite people there if they really specify early on. But for the legislature, there are only 150 seats. And of those, all those artists, Andre, only, I think 120 will be in Winnipeg.
Wow.
The rest can't come for different reasons. Some have exhibits somewhere in somewhere in the world. Some are in the States, some are in Europe, some are, I can't leave, but there were 120 people all together meeting for the first time, many of them.
Now, you know what I'm thinking about, but I'm wondering, how do you fund something like this? Do you have somebody that you need to say thank you to or their sponsors? How does that work?
You're speaking to the fundraiser here, and we have we have a grant from the Canada Council for the Arts to help with the travel, because we're paying for all the travel as well and their hotel accommodations. And the hotel's been very kind to us and generous, but the most generous people are Canadians, the individuals. We didn't receive any government money other than the Canada Council. We got money from a couple or three of the provinces, small amounts, and people have underwritten one or two or three of the recipients, somebody wrote 19 of them, underwrote 19. That's 19 times 10,000. And the most interesting part for me is that many of the donors, not too many, but a few, let's say, it's a stretch of the imagination there, but some of the donors of $10,000 each would like to know the name of the artist that they have supported. And I think that's wonderful because maybe they can help them later on if they need help.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. You know,
but we need more money.
Exactly.
So if anybody's listening and they would like to send us some funds, we're accepting money right up to the very last day. Our website is www.rjhf.com. Email address here is admin@rjhf.com.
Beautiful. Well, you know, I just want to once again let our listeners know that on May the 22nd in Winnipeg,
the May 21st is the event at the
at the Fairmont.
Winnipeg, 7 to 9.
So once again, for our listeners, just to know that the Natishan Foundation, the winners of their Reveal Indigenous Arts Awards, 150 Indigenous artists from coast to coast, are receiving their awards that come with a cash prize of $10,000. You know, Gerda, I just want to say thank you so much to you being with us here on Nation Talk today. Chi Miigwech to you, and once again, thank you.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.